What's up, everybody? How are we doing today? Me and JC, we went to, what's it called? The Funny Bone again yesterday. It was fun. We saw Chris D'Elia. The only thing that I have to say about that mall is, make it easier to find your bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, new mall, you know? I've never been there before. Just got done with a 2-hour car ride. I gotta drain this thing. You know what I'm saying? I gotta drain this thing. So we finally get there. We finally, just ask somebody. We're like, where are the bathrooms? She's like, yeah, they're over by that store. Make a left down the hallway all the way at the end. I'm like, all right, that's a little extreme. You know what I mean? Like, for sure make it easier to find the bathroom. But anyway, we find the bathroom. It's fine. But the only other thing about the bathroom before, I get into the episode, the urinal cakes, you know how, they usually smell floral or, perfumey? They smell good, clean. These ones smell like fucking black licorice. Look, piss is already gross enough, and the smell of it is already gross enough. Now I gotta smell black licorice. Whoever designed these urinal cakes, do me a favor, bury yourself. or get captured, one or the other. Pick one, you can't have both. Jeez Louise, fucking black licorice while I'm draining my hog. You know what I mean? It's not pleasant at all. So we go to this, it's like a Mexican place. It looks nice. It doesn't look nice. It looks fun. That's a good word. It looked fun. And we're like, all right, well, we like Mexican food. We'll go sit down. Cultural appropriation AF, because we're white people trying to get some Mexican food. but so we go there, and the minute I sit down, I'm like, this place is not going to work. And I'm like, JC, we got to move seats. We got to move tables or something. Because these chairs, dude, you sit in it and then you slide off. And JC was having this problem too. And she's like, no, we'll just stay here. You know, she's like, typical girl, polite. She's like, we can't just get up and leave. And I was like, why can't we leave? She's like, we didn't order anything. We don't owe it to this place for their shitty fucking chairs. We can leave if we want. She's like, JT, we can't leave. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm like, the lady comes back. Sorry. I'm like, can we move to maybe a different table or something? These chairs suck. And she goes, yeah, everybody says that. Let me get you a different chair. And I'm like, okay. I don't see how this is going to help, but we'll do it. So she gets me a chair with a higher back on it. Still the same surface area for my fat ass to sit on. And what happens when I sit down? Slide right off. Yep. You're right, I slide right off, and I'm like, is there a table, clean or something? And the girl's like, let me check, and she walks away. I'm like, JC, let's just get out of here. I'm already so grumpy, because we just drove 2 hours, had to already go through all this trouble to find a bathroom, and now I'm not comfortable while I'm sitting down to eat. I'm so mad. And JC's like, JT, I'm going to pretend that I got a phone call. So I'm going to go outside and you come a little bit after me and say we had to go. I'm like, okay. So she gets up to go walk out. I get up immediately to follow her. And the girl sees me walk past her and she's like, looks at me. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to get out of here. And JC was just super embarrassed. But hey, restaurant, make your people comfortable. You would think that if you owned a business you would sit in the fucking chairs before you order them in a big quantity to see if they're comfortable. And unless your bare ass is sitting in this, you slide off. So it just blew my mind. Then we went to, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Brio. It's like a super fancy Italian joint. Yo, their bread was amazing. But, yeah, too expensive. Suspensive. This place, like, this whole mall is really fancy. I don't know. So I just didn't, I'm just a normal-ass dude, and I did not feel comfortable in this super fancy restaurant. I don't know, JC got mad at me because I didn't feel comfortable, but I'm just a normal dude. I'd rather go, I don't know where I'm going with this, is what I'm trying to say to you. But, yeah, man, the comedy show, once again, great show. Chris D'Elia, fucking hilarious. His new shit. If you guys are Chris D'Elia fans, so fucking funny. A lot of it is about his dogs, but, the shit that he comes up with is seriously, genius. And I'm not gonna get all, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian, because I'm not. I wish I was. I have too much stage fright, though. I don't think I could. But you might not think it's genius, but, for me, somebody that appreciates comedy and, I try to make you guys laugh on here. For somebody that, appreciates it, pure fucking genius. It really was. And another thing, too, is anybody that, if you enjoy, the podcast, or if you want to get into podcasts or into stand-up comedy, if you, consider yourself, if you want to entertain people, I think it's really important that you see, that you, watch the pros do it. And when you get to see them do it live, the way they work, the crowd, and just their energy, their timing, it's so, it's just incredible. It really, really is. I think a stand-up, comedy show is one of the best things you could spend money on. I truly do. It's especially, like I said, the pros, they're so good. The Funny Bone, man, it still kind of sucks. Just how the waiters and waitresses walk around constantly, man. And then there's, this one fucking dude that was, shouting shit out when Chris would say, the punchline of the joke or, part of the joke. He would, he was talking about possums, how they have hands. And then the guy that keeps shouting stuff is like, they have hands. It's like, hey, man, guess what? Chris D'Elia is not going to be on stage here some fucking jackass yell out something to ruin the joke and be like, you know what? That was really funny when that guy did that. I should be his friend. And, you're not, that's not getting you anywhere. Be cool. Laugh at the jokes. Buy the ticket to meet him after. And then be an entertaining person so that they remember you. Those people that, it just doesn't make sense. It's the same with the people at the movies that yell out stuff or think they're so funny. Think they're the comedian in the crowd and they're somebody bends down and they're that would be funnier than shit that people do at movies. Look, if somebody bends down in a movie and you make a fart noise, that's fucking funny. I'm gonna do that. That's something I would do or I would laugh at because I think fart jokes are funny. You know, I appreciate a good fart joke and that's all there is to it. But, if somebody does something and the whole time you're like, this motherfucker, it's not funny, man. It's really not. And, it's like, this motherfucker. And you know why I'm doing that voice. Because it's almost never a white person. That's a true stereotype. That's a game I like to call stereotypes. But the white guy, the white guy never, like, stands up for it. He'll be like, I'm going to say something. I'm going to fucking say, no, you're not. Shut the fuck up. You're a pussy. You're not going to say something. Oh, shit. You want to know something? Okay, me and JC, actually, we watched, I don't know where I was going. What was I talking about? Oh, okay. Before I go into that. Yeah, another thing about the funny bone, this waitress, like, Chris D'Elia is mid-joke, and this waitress comes up and, like, taps me on the shoulder and says, hey, are you guys okay? Do you need anything? And I get it that that's her job. Don't ask me if I need something in the middle of a fucking joke. That is so rude. Like, you broke, like, when you're at a stand-up comedy show, it's like, there's a sense of intimacy where it's, you're there, he's talking to the crowd, you're paying attention, you're focused in. It's not like you're watching it on fucking Netflix and somebody talks and you can pause it. It's the middle of a joke in person. They're not going to stop. It's just rude. But he was like, he's so funny, man. And, like, I really enjoy doing shit like that with JC, you know, like making a day out of stuff and going out. It's like just kicking it with your best friend. It's awesome. So shout out to JC for that, for those tickets, because she got them for me for my birthday. But I don't know. What the hell was I talking about? Dude, I have ADD so bad, man. Like, for real. Oh, me and JC, we were watching this fucking movie. And the acting was horrendous. And there was this one dude, and he was literally one of the worst actors I've ever seen in my entire life. I've seen better acting in, like, pornos before they start banging. That's how bad this guy was. But this dude, it's like at the end almost, and the girl says, like, it's like, we're in, like, a scary movie, and there's no way to run. And you want to know what the black dude says? It's not really like a scary movie, because the black guy's still alive. So gross. Don't say that line. And then, of course, he died. Look, man, you want to really shock the audience? Let the black guy live. For real. Why is there, like, something with Hollywood where they don't want to let the black guy live? They're always obviously, they're the best character. No one wants the girl to live. The girl that lives, no one wants her to live. It's always the black guy that you want to live. And he always dies, like, first or second. This guy made it to the end. So it was, like, a good movie until the end. But, like, horror movies, don't be so fucking predictable. Kill the chick, okay? Kill both girls first. That's what you do if you want to shock the audience. Kill the only girls in the movie first. And don't let her be the fucking scary person. Because that's, like, the other thing they would do. Like, oh my god, she died. And then, like, she's the one killing people. That's, like, a typical fucking movie. If that's not a movie, it will be by, like, 2020. Ugh, so gross. They always think, like, that the girls are so smart. And let's be honest. Real life? Scary? Like, if in real life, if some shit was going down, the hot chick, she's not living. I'm being dead honest. You know who's living? The rugged white dude or the black guy. Those are the two guys that are living. Oh, shit. I forget what podcast I was listening to, but they were talking about how black people don't get nervous. Yo, that is for real, though. Like, I have a lot of black friends, and I've honestly never heard one of them be like, hey, man, I'm kind of scared right now. I've never heard them say that before. Or, hey, John, man, I'm I'm real nervous. Never heard that before from a black guy. The only person that I think would ever say something like that is my buddy Desmond. But he's like, he's, I don't know, he's just a pussy. I don't think he listens to the podcast, so I could talk shit. Another thing I wish I had funnier friends sometimes. This podcast is getting so, like, off topic. I'm just ranting because I have ADD, and I drank a bunch of caffeine again today, guys. So that's how you know, it's not really going to be a very structured podcast, you know what I mean? Shit, you know, I don't know. One of the comics I wish I would have saw was Ralphie May. Now that I'm now that I'm really into comedy, and the reason I'm saying that, is because I was watching his shit, and he's pretty fucking funny, obviously, but, oh man, I'm watching this fucking Burger King commercial, and that's so, like, they say it's flame broiled, but really it's not, and everybody knows it. It's puke. Anyway, Ralphie May. Ari Shaffir was talking about him in one of the podcasts, and he said that Ralphie would, like, regularly perform 2 hours. That was, like, a regular thing he would do. And then when he asked him, like, dude, Ralphie, you're performing for 2 hours? That's a lot. And what he said was, he's like, look, like, these people that come to see my show, they're paying $20, $30 a ticket. And they're probably making 10 to 15 bucks an hour to come see me. And they paid the money to come see me. So I'm going to give them that time back in their life. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Say they made 10 bucks an hour. Ticket was $20. He's trying to give you those 2 hours back for what you worked to get to his show. Which is just, like, I don't know. Super cool. I think it's super cool. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought I would mention that. Oh, dude, the way home. The way home from fucking Columbus. This fucking asshole zooms around us. You ever on the highway and some dude just zooms through traffic, like, cutting in and out? And then he's going, like, it seems like he's going about 120 miles an hour. And all you could think of is, like, at least this is everybody's first instinct. And if it's not, you're lying to yourself. First instinct, fuck, man, I wouldn't mind if you crashed. Happens to me probably once a day. And the reason I think it happens to me all the time is because I am what most people call an asshole, because I go, you know, the speed limit or, like, slightly over. So, like, I'm the asshole because I'll use a blinker, stop at a stop sign. I don't zoom in and out of traffic. If it's a school zone, I go, like, 25, not fucking 40, you know? I don't know. I guess I'm the asshole, right? It doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. Yeah, dude, shit's weird. We live a weird little life, us humans. Everything else that I had to talk about, I kind of wanted to wait until I had a guest. Stank was supposed to be on today, guys, but he wasn't. So, Sternick, that's your fault. You let the people down. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Oh, you know what else I was thinking about the other night? I kept having these weird dreams. No, this actually happens all the fucking time. You ever have a dream, and, like, in the dream, you're pissing constantly? Like, you piss, and then, like, what seems like a fucking 5 minutes goes by, and you're like, I gotta piss again. Even though they say, like, what do they say? Dreams are, like, how long? Like 30 seconds or some shit. But it seems like they're fucking forever, doesn't it? Dreaming is so weird.
I don't know, man. Dreams are fucking scary sometimes. Dude. I always have fucked up dreams. Did I tell you guys the one time I had a dream and it was just, it was just, like, my grandpa's head a bunch of times. Like, I was, it was, like, all black. I don't know. This is so ridiculous. It was, like, all black and it was just, like, a bunch of, like, floating my grandpa's heads, like, just surrounding me. And I was, like, kind of creeped out, but I was, like, what the fuck is going on? It was almost, like, so weird that I couldn't be creeped out. Super weird, right? That I just said that? Like, why is that even... Why, like, what was my brain thinking that that happened? Like, people always talk about, like, oh, your dreams are, like, subconscious this and so... What if they're just not? What if it's just, like, us being fucked up? Because I was, like, a little kid when that happened. That's just weird. I don't know, man. Oh, but yeah, like, I was, like, pissing a bunch of times. And I woke up, I had to piss so bad. And that happens to me all the time because anybody that knows me knows I have, like, the world's worst bladder in the history of bladders. Like, dude, it's so bad. I'll piss. This is how bad my bladder is. I'll piss right before a movie starts. Sometimes I don't make it through the movie. Even though I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm getting myself into. Or, I don't know if I said this on the last one, but when we were driving to see Brennan Schaub, Jenna fell asleep, and there was a few minutes that actually went through my mind where I was debating with myself, should I empty out these bottles to piss in them without waking her up? Because I'm a fucking gentleman, man. No, I'm just a gross pig that's super lazy. I didn't want to pull over. That's what I am. No, but like, for real, like, I was like thinking, man, I should really just empty these bottles out and piss in them, because I got cruise control on. All I have to do is whip my fucking, my big fat dick out and piss in this bottle, and then JC would never know. I didn't end up doing it, but I really thought about it. Yesterday, because I always have SportsCenter on, which, by the way, SportsCenter be better. I only have them on, like, if I'm doing a podcast in the basement. I don't want to just sit in the darkness because I like to feel like I have friends, even though I don't. what was I even just saying? Oh, SportsCenter. They were talking about Antonio Brown. The only way, like, so I told you guys I'm in the fantasy football work league, and I'm playing Sternik this week. And Dan texts me at, like, I think 11:30 last night. And he goes, sure glad I'm not playing you this week, because he just beat me last week. And he's like, I'm sure glad I'm not playing you this week, with, like, the eyeball emojis. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's what I thought. I'm like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? I go on my, like, fantasy app, and Antonio Brown had, like, 10 catches, 140 yards, and fucking 4 touchdowns. He had, like, a 45-point fantasy game. And then Delanie Walker had, like, his first decent game, and he had, like, 16 points or something. And, yeah, that's really how that story ends. I told you guys I was going to do a podcast 3 times a week. They're not all going to be winners, but they are all going to be there. Look, sometimes I don't have shit to say to you guys. So you read the description, and if the description doesn't sound like something you don't want to hear, at least click on it so I register it as... Look, if you guys really want to be like the bee's knees of supporters, go click on every podcast so that it registers as it played, so that we could get these fucking numbers up. And then, when the cult gets these numbers up together, dinner on me, guys. The guys that were there from the beginning, once we get these motherfucking numbers up, dinner on me. You know what I'm saying? We should, look, if you like this, just, if you somehow, like, reach out to me and just say, like, hey man, the podcast was great. I'm going to read it on the podcast like I always do, or post something that said you guys said I liked it, or you know what I mean? Like, I like to give you guys, I like to post shit saying that people said that my podcast was good. That's all. It's me showing you that I saw that you said, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I don't know how to say it. I know what I want to say. I don't know how to say it. Let me try this again, guys. I like giving you guys acknowledgement and, like, shouting you out for showing me support. And really, I guess it's, like, me, like, boosting my own ego, but I need that, you know? I'm very, I'm super insecure, and I don't think I'm that funny. Don't think I'm all that good looking, even though I know I'm a dime piece. Just kidding. Seriously. no, like, yeah, for sure. I'm a little bit insecure. Not a little bit, a lot. So when you guys say, like, the podcast is good or the podcast is funny, I think like, okay, I guess I'm doing something right. Or, like, if you guys are like, well, that fucking episode sucked, I'm like, fuck, man. And I go listen to it, and I'm like, you know what? They're fucking right. That episode sucked. And it doesn't feel good, but it makes me, I guess, get better. But keep supporting it. I really want to get t-shirts, but the amount of t-shirts I need for it to, like, not be super expensive, I don't have that many people that support it. Does that make sense? Like, I could go make myself one and wear it, which I most likely will do. But, like, if you guys wanted t-shirts, I couldn't get them cheap enough that I think people would want to. Does that make sense? That, yeah, that made sense. Because, like, the more you order, the cheaper the shirts are. So if we got a bunch of people that wanted shirts, it would be cheaper than if one person was like, hey, can I get a shirt? Or, hey, can I get a shirt? And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make one shirt. And I have a bunch of ideas, but I think I might just make one shirt and be like, hey, if you guys like this, like, reach out to me, and then we could see if that's something we would want to do. Because the cult, it's for real, okay? You guys think I'm joking about wanting a cult? No. I for sure want a cult. I work a shitty job, and I'm always gonna be working shitty jobs, so the least I could have is some people also working shitty jobs that we're all a big family together. You know what I'm saying? And for sure, like, guys, be better at telling me what you want to hear about so I could talk about shit you want to hear about. For sure, be better at that, guys. Now I'm telling you, be better. I don't know. Anyway, guys, this was surprisingly a fun episode to record, even though I don't think I talked about a lot. I think it was mostly just me rambling about nonsense. But yeah, if you guys made it this far, if you listen to this full episode, for sure tweet something. For sure tweet something, and I'll retweet it or, like, post something on Facebook so I could share it, or DM me on Instagram, and I'll talk about what you guys have to say about this episode in the next episode, which I'll probably record Sunday or Monday. Yeah, probably Sunday or Monday. All right, guys. Thank you for listening, and until next time, for sure, tell me shit you guys want to hear about, all right? Peace.